Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon and welcome everybody to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator, of course, is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So, and I want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Chabonet. Her birthday was Saturday, and I'm so happy she's enjoying herself. She's in Little Rock, Arkansas at the family reunion on her dad's side, and she's just having a ball, and I'm so happy for her. So happy birthday, little girl. And I also want to say happy birthday to all Virgos this month and Virgos coming up in September. This is the last Sunday of summer. Starting September, school's going back. Some schools have already returned already, and I think the rest of them will be the beginning of September. So kids, or parents, I should say, make sure your kids are safe going and coming, and give them all those little speeches like don't talk to strangers, run, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You parents know what's best, but because of the way the summer went and what was happening to a lot of youth, I'm just requesting that you even be more cautious and more careful and give them those tools and skills they'll need going to school and coming home. We're coming out of the new moon from the 25th. I'm not for sure when the full moon is. Sorry. I usually have that information. Let's see what else. Well, I think, and this week I'm going to be going fast with the calls. I received some complaints last Sunday because I stayed too long on certain calls, and I don't blame other folks that were waiting because I appreciate all of you, and I want you to know that not only do I appreciate you calling in, but I also love you for asking me for the help, and I hope that I'm giving you guidance or direction or putting you on the correct path. Also, Miss Nina in the chat room is doing the same thing. She is psychic and a Reiki master, so please ask her as well. But anyway, I'm going to shorten it up, so I'm going to give you the answer to the best of my knowledge and my ability and the blessings from the angels and God and miracles. And after that, hey, I bless you. Hope everything goes well. So as always, you know I start with a prayer. No other way I know. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what is sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am that I am. And also, that which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. Do I sound like the lady on Closer? Thank you. I loved her. Kyra Sedgwick, yeah. But anyway, okay, well, we're going to begin. And again, thank you, everybody, for joining me today on Psychic Reading Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And as I said, the phone number is 646-727-2914. And your moderator in the chat room is Miss Nina. First call up, area code 256. Welcome to Psychic Readings. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. Hi, Lennis. How are you?
Shirley?
No, I said Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly. Okay. How you doing,
yeah.
Kimberly?
I'm great. What about you?
Terrific. Terrific.
Good. I just want to know, I teach right now for a living, and I want to know what I can do to increase my finances, like any side areas I could do, any creativity that can promote some increase in funds, something like that.
Okay, what I saw was PE, physical ed. So what I'm going to say is if there is a community center that is close to you, I see you teaching kids about exercise. But it's a fun way that you do it, and you get paid for it. You may not get paid as much as teaching. It's more or less like a supplement to your income. But I see you at a community center, and you're teaching kids, young children. I'm talking about elementary kids, like after-school activities. But you're teaching them to exercise, you know, not only to eat healthy, but to be healthy in your daily living. So that's what I see right now for you, Kimberly, which would be good. So even if it's when you apply, if it's not at a community center, maybe you'll be the first that, you know, at the health centers, what is it, like LA Fitness or places like that, you know, mm-hmm. that people go in for exercise, that maybe if you go talk to the people, and I'm seeing this also, they would not only start something new, but they would let you bring children in at a certain time, like an after-school activity. But during this hour, like from 5 to 6, it's only children from, like, 9 or 8 to 12 for that 1 hour in this gym. That's what I want to say, a local gym. And you should talk to them. I would do a little proposal, take it to them, and they might just buy in and surprise you. Now, there you'd make more than at a community center. But the gym has never thought about that because they always cater to adults. But you're bringing a new idea, so why not ask them and see? And they probably would probably be good from 5 to 6 for 1 hour or whatever time that's conducive for the program that you want to submit. But those two areas, a community center, or either go to a gym and ask them if they're interested in doing something with children for 1 hour a day. Maybe it's not every day. Maybe it's every other day. But take that and also, you know, to negotiate your salary.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank
all
you
right,
for calling,
thank you.
Kimberly.
All right, thank
I
you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you. Okay, area code 313. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
I'm fine. My name is Sherelle. I had a question. Do you think me and Sam will ever be in a relationship together? Please and thank you for my guys, angels, or whoever that's on the other side. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, wait, Sherelle, before I let you go, what's the name of the guy? Say
Sam.
His first name again. Sam?
Sam? Yes, ma'am.
S-A-M. Okay, hold on.
Do you think we will ever be in a relationship?
I see Sam as being a little distant. He's not clear yet of what he wants. He doesn't have clarity. He enjoys your company. But he's distant. I think Sam is still working on himself to be a better person. Doesn't look like he's ready to settle down yet, but I see him as a good person, so I don't see anything
right.
about him. I think he's just right now getting himself together so that any relationship, you or whoever that he may be with, that he'll be the man that you want him to be. You know, so, but I see distance right now between you and him, but I don't see it as anything bad. It's just that he's reflecting on his life and getting himself together, which is good because you want a man to come to you that treats you and honor you and respect you, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm confused. So. I'm like, I don't even know how he felt about me. We don't even see talk to each other. We never even went on a date other than like last year, so I don't even know what to do with him no more. We haven't even went out since last year, so I don't know what to do. Maybe I should just be distancing myself like he do me. I don't know. But thank you.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. But don't give up on Sam. Sam's not a bad man. He's good. He's just, you know, reflecting on himself. Why don't you give him a call, matter of fact? Just call him.
I think so.
You know, maybe, or texting and just tell him, say, hey, can we meet for lunch?
Or I texted him to yesterday and today, and he played games too much. That's what I don't want. He played games too much.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right, Sherelle. Well, that's what that's what I saw.
Thank
okay,
you, honey.
I hope things
have
work
a good
out.
Day. Oh, well.
You too. Have
okay.
a wonderful week. Area code 954, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Terrific.
Good.
Terrific.
I just want to know, do you see me changing jobs in the near future?
Okay.
Or?
Are you in manufacturing work now? Because I see something on a line. This line going by, but you're like, you're not even a supervisor. It's like you're kind of over that, like to make sure that everything is running correctly in that department. I see material, but I'm also seeing some kind of mechanics, but I'm seeing like yards and yards of material going down this it's going down like if you were at a table and you're putting stuff on as it passed by, like a belt going down.
Oh, like
I'm
a conveyor belt.
There you go. Thank
yeah.
you. The conveyor belt. So I see material, but I also see mechanics. But it's like you're over that. You're not working down there. You're over all these people, like to make sure that the colors are right, that everything is done, that the machines are working okay. Because I see you over men and women. Gosh, why am I getting Pennsylvania? I'm getting Pennsylvania. You're good at this, too. You're good at administrative work as far as assets and liability. I see you're really good at that. Wow, but you're in the clothing industry. It has to do with material. I won't say clothing because material can be used for drapes, furniture, anything. But it has to do with material. But I see you over that. So are you thinking about doing anything in that industry?
No. No, I'm in banking. And I was just wondering if I'm going to be changing jobs.
Okay. What did I say? I said assets and liability. I see you over there.
Yeah.
If you're in banking, what's to say that you don't work for a company as their head accountant or you're over the accounting department? See, I knew God. Okay. Sharon, try applying at companies where there something has to do with materials. You would get hired. And it's because of your skill and abilities. That's why I said I saw you over these people, but you balance. So what you're doing is you're bringing your skills plus something else, not just your accounting education, but also other things that they see within you. And you do the job well. I mean, it's a high-paying job. I see this job. Right now the angels are showing me $75,000 a year. Damn, that's some good money, girl.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Something to think about. You know.
Apply.
Thank you.
Just do that. Apply at different places within your city, or maybe outside if the business is in an industrial area. I'm telling you, Sharon, you'll get hired because of what you know, your skills and your education. You know, and I don't know if you don't mind, it's like manufacturing, so I'll put it to you like that. It is in the manufacturing industry, but like I said, it deals with materials, so think about it.
Okay, that's interesting. All righty. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 203. You're on the line with Lynette. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Who's this?
Shante.
Shante?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Shante. What can I answer for you?
I'm currently looking for work, and I was wondering what you see regarding that situation.
Okay. Shante, I'm picking up, I know you're talking about work, but I'm picking up an attitude about you. You're not always the best listener. I see you talking, but you're not listening. You hear what you want to hear. Okay, Spirit is telling me, number one, your attitude needs to change about as you're applying for jobs. Don't be so curt with people. Kind of be open, listen to what they have to say. It looks like if you've been working their mediocre jobs, you want something better. Two things to promote yourself and get a better job. You need more education. So I would tell you go into a technical school. You don't have to go to college, but if you go to a technical school, you'll get the education you need for the job that you want. Because I see your path is good. It's just that you need to change your attitude a little bit. You know what? You may think this is funny, but I see you getting hired like this week at 7-Eleven. Like you go in there just for the hell of it and say, oh, are you guys hiring? Then they have you fill out an application and you get hired. You work the job if you want. That's just to put some money in your pocket. But I'm telling you, you need to go to tech school and also apply for jobs that have the option to also pay for the school while you're working. Okay, at the tech school, they can provide a list. I see a bunch of names where as you're going to school, that'll help pay for the school, but also you're working. Let's see what else. Yep, that's it. That's
yeah,
what I
I'm in technical, kind of a technical school right now.
Okay, well, validation. Thank you, Sharon. Okay, well, there you go. Well, in the meantime, apply. Ask your professors or your teachers, is there some jobs that while I'm going to school, I can still work too? And they should have a list because I see a bunch of names. And what I'm saying is they also may help you pay for your school. So if you're in tech school for this year and next year, they'll pay part of that while you're working because they're assuming that you're going to be working for that company when you get through with this. You feel me? They're not just paying for you to go on with something else. They're looking for you to come on permanently with them. And this is why they will help pay for part of your schooling.
Okay.
You're going to do good. Just learn to smile more. You're a beautiful girl. Don't let the world make you look down, okay? Smile more. You're beautiful. Life is going to be good for you. It's good now, but it's going to be better, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Love you. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week.
Hello.
Code 424. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Angela. How are you?
Hi, Angela. I am doing fantabulous.
That's
great. It's a good
really
day
good
in the life.
Hear. No,
yes,
that's really
ma'am.
Good to hear. I'm doing well also. I have a question. It's about relationships. I moved to California. I wasn't really looking for a relationship because I'm working on my career. But I have a thing that I had when I was in New York, and I talked to somebody else from New York, and I kind of don't trust him. So I kind of want to know what do you think about that. And I also talked to a famous person. So I wanted to see what you see out of all three of them, the one that I really love, the one that I feel a little weird about, and the celebrity.
You know that's three questions, but I'll answer it all in one.
I'm sorry.
New York? That's all right, babe. That's all right. New York? No. The second guy I see, Arizona. He hails from Arizona. The celebrity? No. You're going to get used, and don't do that. You're too much of a woman to lower your standards. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The celebrity is just going to use you. You don't need to lower your standards. You're a queen, and remember that. Don't ever take second best. But the middle guy.
But I heard that the celebrity is going to help me with my career, but I don't know about relationship-wise.
Word of caution, Angela, you do what you feel is best. When I say feel, listen to your intuition about the celebrity.
Okay.
Okay, don't get fooled. Listen to your intuition. Just ask yourself, say, is this the right thing for me? Should I go there or not? Okay?
Okay.
As far as the other guy, Arizona, I picked up that he came from Arizona. So even though you're in California, if you meet a guy and his home is Arizona, or he's from the state of Arizona, I should say, that's your guy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I wish you best, but just do this for me. Listen to your intuition, because you have a psychic ability. Listen to your intuition. Don't just jump off. I know you get happy, and that's fine. Hey, we all do. But I just don't want you to get used. Okay?
Okay. And why do you say no to the guy in New York? Because he helps me a lot, and I thought that he really liked me, but maybe not.
As far as relationship, no. Business, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, business, yes, relationship, no. And the same thing with that celebrity. Business, yes, relationship, no.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a blessed Sunday.
Oh, thank you, Angela, and you have a wonderful week, girlfriend.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 720, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Vivitar. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You said Vivica? Is that right?
Gibitar.
Gibitar. Okay.
Yes.
Huh? I'm sorry. I don't mean to hold you up, but I always want to concentrate. So spell your name for me, because I don't want to keep asking you how to pronounce it.
I-B-B-A-T-A-R.
Oh, Ibitar. Okay, now I got you. All right. Go ahead. What can I answer for you?
I've been single for a while, and I wanted to know what you were picking up as far as a relationship. Right now I'm single.
Okay, I'm picking up a guy. He's been trying to talk to you. I see a man who was trying to talk to you, but I'm glad you didn't pursue it, because I'm also seeing his penis hanging down, which means all he wanted you for was sex. It wasn't anything about who you are as a woman or your honor or dignity and pride. It was just about using you for sex. So,
I was not feeling that at all. I wasn't feeling that at all. Yeah, I know.
No.
Thank
you for the validation. Let's see. Let me look at who's coming towards you, or that's coming. Well, Ibitar, you may not want to believe this, but it's a white guy, and he has dark brown hair, and he's got gray in his temples. Right there to side by his ear and a little bit up. But if he's not white, he's mixed maybe, and I'm feeling European, like Russian. Actually, I'm picking up that he's Russian.
You're not picking up Native American? Mixed with Native American? Oh, okay.
No. Uh-uh. This guy is from Europe, from Russia. And it's odd. You guys are like opposites attract. Because when you see him, it's like, I don't think so. What? Huh? But actually, once you two sit down and have a conversation, he opens your eyes that you no longer are looking at color. You're looking at him as a man, mentally and spiritually. You don't know physically, because that's a choice you and him would make. But you start looking at him as a man, and you start thinking about, forget color. Look at how you're being treated.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm telling you? I mean, we all have our ifs and ands, ways and bout and prejudice or whatever. But opposites sometimes do attract. And sometimes what we don't want is really what is needed in our lives. So this particular man, I see that he's from Russia. Like I said, he's got gray. And he's probably between 48 and 50 years old. And he's a nice man. But you too, when you sit down and talk, that's when it's going to, it's like Oprah says, aha. You have that aha moment. Like, oh, okay, maybe I was wrong the way I looked, you know. I felt it had to be a certain type of man. And you'll realize it's not the man, it's within the man. Because
okay.
What you see on the outside, I don't care. It doesn't mean anything. It's how that person is inside. How is their mind? How is their heart? How do they think? You know, so, yep. So that's what I see. And he's coming up in September, right around toward the end of September. Yep. So
he's
oh, God, I'm starting to get a name. I almost close to yours. I want to say Yuri.
He's the only one
Yuri,
you're picking
I don't know.
Up.
I'm sorry?
I said he's the only one that you're picking up?
At this time, yes.
Okay. Yeah, my girlfriend has her man is named Yuri. That's
interesting. And?
I was just saying the name. Her man is named Yuri.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, believe me, there's more than one Yuri in this world, so.
Yeah.
Hey, could be synchronicity. How do you know? Like
yep.
I said, I saw I or something or Yuri or something like that, so maybe close to his name. But, yep, yep. You will meet him next month, so just keep your eyes open and open your mind to the possibility.
Okay.
All right, Ubatar. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week there, young lady.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There we go. Okay, area code 4. Ooh, area code 480. Who is
Hi.
This?
Hi, my name is Eva.
Hi.
Hi.
Eva?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm just kind of in a transition and just looking to hear whatever you may receive regarding that.
Okay, Eva, you want me to concentrate on what? Say it again.
I said I'm
You're
in
so
a
bubbly.
Transition.
I love your spirit.
Thank you. I'm kind of in a transition period of coming out of some bad stuff, and I think things are turning around. I'm just kind of looking to see whatever you receive from spirit regarding that.
Oh, okay.
Not any one particular situation. I have a lot of situations, so just kind of.
Well, I'm glad you got out of that situation. Wow. I see torture. So it's a torture of your mind or your body. I'm glad you left. Whatever that was, thank you, God, that you got out of it. Well, I see you traveling. You're doing some distance. I see you driving in your car. From where you are now, you're going to move to somewhere else, and it's bright. It's like the sun is always shining. Yeah, you're going to be moving here shortly, and it's going to be before Thanksgiving. I'm going to say within 3 months you're going to be moving. And it looks, okay. Spirit is telling me it's 10 miles from where you're at. You're going to be close to a girlfriend, but this move will change your entire energy. It's like, okay, you've been in hell. Now you jumped up. You're headed toward heaven. And heaven for you would be a better energy, a better life. It's like you were in the dark. Now you're coming into the light within the next 3 months. So what you've been feeling and what you're doing, you're on the correct path. Bless your heart. You're on the correct path. I'm glad that you wised up and saw some things. Let's see, what else? Yeah, you're going to be moving. And whoever the man is has been pulling at your, at your dress tail. It's like you're standing up in front of me, and this man is hanging on to the hem of your dress, and he's just pulling and pulling to the point I can't stand him. I can't stand this man. Yeah, you know, it's almost like you need to kick him away. You know, I'm not saying I don't believe in violence, God knows. But in your mind's eye, kick this man away because it's over with. It's done. You know, you miss your blessing. Oh, well, so sad. Two tears in a bucket. You have moved on to a brighter life, to a better life, to better energy, better love, better understanding. So kudos to you for that. But like I say, you're going to go through 3 months as this change occurs, and each step is going to be a little bit brighter. You will see this for yourself because you already stood up for yourself and made the change. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
And I know that was hard. That was not an easy choice for you. I can feel it. I know that wasn't easy. But that's okay because for you, for the betterment of you as a human being, you know you had to do that. Otherwise, it would have took you out. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud of you. I mean, you know, pop your collar, girlfriend. Pop your collar because you're on the way of joy and happiness. And I'm telling you. I see you driving down this road and sunshine. Sunshine in front of you.
Well, I live in Arizona, so it's all sunshine.
Okay.
But do you
yeah,
see
well,
that
the sunshine's
situation with
all
the man
the
because he's my business partner as well? Do you see that hindering my business, or do you see it being removed?
I can't. Check with me on the essenceofsuccess.com. One question.
Okay.
One question, but yeah. The direction that you're going, you're doing good. Just keep listening to yourself. Listen to Eva. Because you're doing good. And when I said sunshine, you may live in Arizona, but you know what? You can live in the sun and still be dark. You know what I
That's
mean?
Right.
It's like Robin Williams yes. made everybody laugh in the world, but he didn't make himself laugh.
Right.
Okay.
And then thank you.
All right, girlfriend.
All right,
you're welcome. I wish you the very best and have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 701. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Lori.
Hi,
Lori. I'm wondering, hi, do you think I will be ahead financially soon? Do you think I have to find a new job or a second job, or what do you think?
Okay. Sorry for that, Lori. You're asking me if there's another job for you or what? I need to focus on one thing. What is it?
Well, I want to get ahead financially. I don't know if I need to get a second job or a new job or what I need to do.
Oh, okay. Okay, on your finances. Okay. Oh. You poor baby, I see it's been hard for you to save because it's always like money comes in and it goes out again. Bless your heart. I've seen them days too, darling. Have you thought about moving somewhere where your rent is a little bit cheaper than what you're paying right now?
I don't think we could right now. We're kind of stuck.
Okay, okay. Okay, Spirit is telling me if you work a second job, you shouldn't have to do that longer than 90 days. 3 months, it should, after that, you should be even keel. I mean balance. It doesn't mean that you're up, but you'll be even keel where you don't have to worry. Like, money coming in is not going out as fast as it is right now. You'll be able to pay your commitments and also put a little money to the side. So that's why I say balance. It's not like, oh, yeah, I can bank $100 every payday. No, but you can not mm-hmm. stress so much about your commitments.
Okay.
But, yes, you will be working a second job. And you know what? I see a flower shop. Flowers. You're working in a flower shop. So I don't know if you have a friend or somebody that owns a flower shop, but I see you working there, and actually you really enjoy it. You enjoy doing pretty things or making pretty things or people coming in to buy a bouquet of flowers. You really enjoy it. Something like it tickles your soul. That's how it makes you so happy. It just tickles your soul. But that's what I see your second job. But see there, the flower shop came up first, and the second one was a nursery. So first thing that I saw very prominent was, like I said, flower shop. But I see you in the flower shop, and you just, you're just so tickled. I mean, you really take it. It lifts your spirit that you're helping people. I mean, also you're getting paid, but you just feel good. I mean, flowers is good energy too. That's very positive. Flowers is very positive. So, hey, but but no longer than 3 months. You should be done with that by before Christmas. Okay.
Great.
You'll be done. And your Christmas this year will be good, and I'll tell you why. A lot of food. Not so much a gift, but a lot of food, and everybody enjoys eating. And sometimes that's just as good as a gift, you hear me? Sometimes to be able to sit down and enjoy a good meal and laugh and talk with people, sometimes that's even better than a gift, than the material aspect.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Area code 937, you're on the line with Linus.
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy, and you know what, Sandy? You are the ninth caller.
Yes, you are, Sandy. You're our ninth caller, so woohoo, congratulations, girlfriend.
All right.
Woohoo, go, Sandy, you're my ninth caller. Yay.
All right.
Now, when
Sandy,
get off, I want you to be...
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I was just going to tell her that, Lennis. This is Nina, and as soon as you're done with your question with Lennis, I will talk to you and get all your information.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay? Yeah, congratulations, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay, thanks.
yes,
that's exciting. I want to know what you see for me coming up for love.
Ooh, okay. Well, there's three men. Oh, my God. You're just a hot commodity right now, lady. Woo-hoo. Wish I was in your shoes. Can you share a couple of even one?
Wow.
Yeah, I see three men. Now, let me tell you about them real quick. So write this down. One is tall, and he's kind of bald on front, so he's got the hairline going from ear to ear type of thing. He's in computers. It looks like IBM. The second guy, he is a nut. He's a comedian. He will make you laugh. He's medium height, probably about 5'8", 5'9", but he will make you laugh like crazy. He's got a real good spirit about him. And the third guy is a youngster. Well, God. Anybody under 50 is youngster to me, but anyway.
Yes, I know that, yes.
He's probably around 42, maybe to 44. They're showing me a range. 42 to 44, he's a young guy. And I'm going to tell you, he has a fixation like a mother image. So, you know, when you look at him, you'd be like, oh, you're too young for me. There is no way we're going to be together. And he's like, yes, I really love you, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But he has a fixation like a mother image, same thing like a woman where she likes an older man because she has his father thing, so she gets along. Okay, well, he gets along better, believe it or not, with older women.
Okay.
It may look like a May or September thing, but that's just him. He really loves his mother. In fact, his mother is not alive. She's passed. But they were so close, he just, in his mind, he can relate and be with older women and be happy than to be around a woman his age. So those are your three. The young one, the comedian, and the older one that's a computer tech.
Computer tech.
And
well, fantastic.
You're just, man, for the next month, you're going into the autumn, it's going to be lively for you. When the colors change, oh, my God. Honey, they're just around you.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you're a hot commodity. You don't have to worry about the holidays. You'll have dates for Christmas and New Year's. Like I said, share one. Share one, Sandy.
Yes.
It ain't fair.
That would be good. And I have to call you back up and let you know.
Yes, I'll definitely go more in depth with you with these guys. But, yeah, you're just a hot commodity right now. You're just like, man, it don't take much for you. You could, man, you could walk into Walmart and some guy would be like, hi, how are you? You'd be like, what the hell?
Really? That would be me.
Yeah, but it's just your energy. You're just exuberating sexualness right now. It's just like, wow. It's like, wow. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. That's why I said you're a hot commodity. So, you don't have to worry.
Gosh.
You don't have to worry about your love life. You're
don't
fine.
Don't have to worry
you'll,
about
you'll have
that. Nope.
You'll have dates for the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And all
that'll
that.
Be so different. Thank you.
Well, it's time, don't you think? You deserve it.
Yes, it is. It's about time. I've been divorced since 99. So
okay,
I've had boyfriends in between, but nothing serious. So thank you. I appreciate that.
You deserve it. Yes, ma'am. And remember that. So all this coming
sure
to
will.
You, this attention and stuff, you just say to yourself, be conceited. Pop my collar. I deserve to be talked to. Yes, uh-huh. How you doing? And keep a pushing. Okay? That's
fantastic.
Right. You're a queen.
Thank
Don't
you.
Me. All right. Okay. And stay on the line now. Dina will be right with you.
Okay.
Get you there. Okay. All righty. My computer doing stuff that. Okay. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with your girl Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is your moderator. So you can go in there and ask her questions as well. Okay, area code 630, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mia, and I'm calling from Florida.
All right, Mia. Oh, the Sunshine State. I know you're enjoying yourself. How can I help you? What's your question for me, young lady?
The man that I am with, is he my soulmate? I mean, I feel like he is, but somehow my friends, they are not liking him.
Just give me, that's because he's your brother in a past life. Give me his first name.
Woody? Yes.
W-O-O-D-Y?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Spirit showed me right away as you were talking. Woody was your brother in a past life.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes he can be overprotective or tell you that this ain't your friend and blah, blah, this and that. But that's from a past life that's brought into this realm, and he's still protective. Now, let me find out how Woody is to you. Woody feels like everybody is not your friend, Mia. There's some women around you are not your friend. They're jealous. They're jealous and they're envious of you. Yes, you and him, you do good. You and him have a nice relationship. You're still working on the qualities of this relationship, but it's nice. But it's just that he's protective, and he's tried to tell you, too. I can see it. He's tried to tell you about a couple of your friends. I'm going to tell you, there's a song that says, everybody plays a fool because a smiling face isn't always what it seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm seeing two girlfriends you need to cut ties with. In fact, they're giving me a headache. Both these women are giving. My head is just hurting on the front part of my head right now. So that tells me that's bad news. There's something there ain't right. Another lady is your friend. She's kind of heavy, a little round, pudgy maybe. You would consider pudgy. I don't see her as obese, but maybe a little pudgy. She is a true friend of yours. This woman is a true friend. Not only is she a true friend, she is your sister in a past life. Now, the three of you together, click. You, Woody, and her, click. So, Nancy, Naima, I don't know. I'm getting like Nancy, I don't know. Anyway, but like I said, she's a little pudgy. That woman is a true friend. There's a woman around you that's kind of tall and skinny. deal with her like a long-handled spoon. You can serve her, but you do it from a distance. You understand that, too. So don't worry about your girlfriends, how they feel about him. He's a good guy. You know,
Lennis,
like I said,
we lost that caller.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well,
if she comes back on, we'll put her up right away. But
okay,
hopefully she was listening.
Yeah, me too. Okay, area code 703. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this? Answered it before they knew. Okay, area code 215. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Sue. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Sue. I am doing terrific. How are you, young lady?
Great. I wanted to tell you two things. I talked to you over a month ago, and you told me I was going to hear of a death. My friend killed herself Sunday night.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Sue, I'll be praying for you because I know you and her were like ice cream with a good topping on it. So I'll be praying for you. Yep.
Thanks.
You know, she might have committed suicide. What's her name? Because I see her. She's right there next to you. She's patting you on your shoulder. Don't you feel her right now? I can see her. She's patting you on your shoulder like, come on, Sue, come on. I'm here.
Yeah, I just wish, you know, her sister, you know, because she had called her sister right before she did it because she told her sister, you know, I don't want somebody strange to find me because she didn't. She went to the cemetery and sat on her father's grave and did it. And she called her sister and told her sister, you know, call the cops because I don't want somebody to find me like this. And it was too late. The cops couldn't get there in time. You know, and I know she's in a better place, you know, because she was suffering. But being human, Lennis is trying, you know, it's kind of hard to deal with it. But I know spiritually what I know she's in a better place, you know, but.
She's close to you, Sue. Listen to me, because I can see her. They're showing me. I see her standing right next to you. And she was patting you as you were talking to me. She was patting. If you have a warm feeling on your shoulder, like a heating pad, that's her. That's her. And she's sending love to you. That's why she's touching you. She's loving you, telling you it's okay. It's okay. Come on. It's okay. Yeah, but she's right there. Now I'm going to tell you something, and not to offend her sister. She's closer to you than her sister. If you talk to her in spirit, What happened is she was so stressed, she didn't know how to get out of that stress, which is, I'm sorry that happened. She couldn't get out the stress, but you can talk to her. She's closer to you. If you call her, when I say call her, I mean like you just sitting in your chair maybe watching TV, reading a book or something, and you think about her and say, you know, I know if you were here, you know, we probably would have bought such and such or went and got a hamburger or something. You'll get a feeling. Go ahead and talk to her and say, look, let me tell you this. Do you know, blah, 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 you will hear in your mind, eye, her voice talking to you. Don't get scared. Don't jump out the chair or, you know, start crying hysterically or something. No. She's just like, yeah, we can still talk. We haven't stopped talking. I'm just not here in this realm with you, but we haven't stopped talking. So, yeah, but she'll come quicker to you. Now, she will still go to her sister as she talks to her, but you two have a relationship. Like I say, it's like ice cream with a topping. Just that close. So, yeah. And don't feel bad for what her decision was. That was her decision. It was not a reflection on her family or her friends. That was her decision. But believe me, on the other side, she has a better understanding, and so shall it be. But also, she's still there to be your friend and talk to you. I mean, I'm going to tell you what, if you had a decision about a job and said, you know, I don't know if I should take this job or not, and if you were here, I would have asked you. No, not if she was there. She is there. Ask her, like, what do you think? Do you think? I should take this job or should I just, you know, stay where I'm at? And keep yourself open. Don't have no other thoughts. Just think about her so when you'll hear her answer, okay? Mm-hmm. She's your angel right now. Believe it or not, she is one of your angels. Yes, ma'am. So, but like I said, I'll be praying for you too, Sue. But she is one of your angels. So, yeah, talk to her. Talk to her just like if you two were sitting at the dining room table or in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll feel good. You won't feel sad. The tears will come because you miss her, but you won't feel sad when you talk to her. If anything, you'll be like, oh, okay, okay. Well, still, I wish you were here, but okay. All right?
Okay.
All right. You're doing good.
Now, the question I want to ask you, I applied for this job.
Sue, could you contact me on the essenceofsuccess.com and let me do a reading for you?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for calling. I do appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. Let's see. Where am I at? 703.
Hello.
There we go. Area code 703.
Hello. Hello, Lennis. Eric calling. How are you doing?
Fine. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing well. I think I talked to you last month or 2 months ago, and remember we were talking about Sarah?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're still in touch. I don't feel that that she's really moving any bit closer to me at this moment. Not to say that she's not thinking about me, because she is. But I've met a new girl, and her name is Hatvani. And she's
Hatvani?
A Latin. Yeah, she's
okay.
A Latin girl. And she's not here. I met her here, but she's... So these are both long distance, but we're Skyping almost every night now. And I just wonder, what do you see coming out of that? She wants to learn, you know, she wants to learn English, practice English. But I feel that there might be something else there, and I don't know if it's only coming from my end.
No, Eric, you got a crush on you. Stop it.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah, she's got a crush on you, babe. Well, because she appreciates what you're doing. You are helping her, and she appreciates it. But, yeah, she's got a bit of a crush on you there. Yep. Let me back up. But this one, yeah, she has a crush, but she does appreciate you helping her. She really does. So don't doubt that for a minute. Sarah, let me see. What happened to her?
One thing that may have changed is that
she settled down to a job.
Well, that is interesting because, okay, that may not be right now, but she talked about when they move to another country that she's going to get a job there. She's going to try to get a job because she's tired of being a stay-at-home mom. And so, you're probably seeing the future.
Yeah.
And the country they were going to go to was Turkey, but then there's been a change, and now it's Luxembourg, which is probably better from a woman's point of view. And I just feel that she feels a little bit more comfortable with that job change for her husband, at least right now. And I don't feel, you know, she would certainly love to see me. I'm not saying that, you know, that desire isn't there, but I'm just saying that the like total follow through to actually being with me, I don't feel that right now at this particular point that she would, you know, change her life to be with me.
No, she's going to Luxembourg. She is. She is moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, she's going. But listen, Eric, I'm picking up an Annie. What was that Spanish? No. What was the Spanish lady's name?
Hadvani. Hadvani.
No, no, no. It's not her then, no. I'm picking up an Annie that's 15 miles from you. And I mean just a bright, cheery 52-year-old woman. Whoa. She lives in a condo, townhouse. She's spoken to you. But for some reason, you two didn't have a conversation. Hmm. Do you remember speaking to an Ann or Joanne? Do you remember that, Eric? Joanne or Annie? It looks like it could be Joanne, but they call her Annie. And she's a woman.
I mean, I might have come across them somewhere, you know, in a quick way without, you know, anything happening, so to speak, at that moment in time. And they might, you know, we might recross paths. I honestly don't know.
Okay, well, let me tell you. What I'm picking up is the angels are telling me it's business and auditorium where you two cross paths. Business in an auditorium. But she's 15 miles from you, and oh boy, you two would really click and hit it off. Think about, write down Joanne, but like I said, Annie. But are you on a dating site by any chance? Are you on a dating?
Not super active on it, but I am on one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the one that you're on, look and see if you can go back, if you haven't deleted everything. Was there a woman named Joanne that you maybe spoke with, but maybe didn't give her the time of day? Joanne, call Annie. Because this woman doesn't live far from you. She's very close, and in fact, you two could be partners. And she's gorgeous. Okay, the angels are telling me. If you've seen her, you wouldn't have forgotten her because they said she's beautiful. So she is a gorgeous woman. She's like, oh, my God, they're showing me this movie star, and I can't think of her name. Raquel Welch. That's
mm-hmm.
what this
I
woman
like that.
Reminds me of. She is that gorgeous. Yeah. So if you've seen, you may not have remembered her deep in your thought, but
well,
when you passed by her, you'd have took a second look. And maybe thought that wouldn't happen for you.
The only thing I can say is that there was a Joanne, but it was never a relationship, but it was, say, her daughter got married, and then she hired me to do some work on her wedding. But she was married and happily married, and so, but she had a movie star kind of look to her, but that was
well,
a long time ago.
Well, she may not be married now, Eric. That's the lady you need to talk to. I don't think she's married anymore.
Everybody's in and out of marriage, it looks like.
I know, like a revolving door. Some people.
It's strange.
Say everybody, but some people,
it's
yeah,
strange,
like a revolving
you.
Door. Well, that's her. Thank you for the validation. That's her. So maybe you might cross paths again, but I don't think she's married anymore. I'm not picking that up.
Hmm.
And she just got divorced recently. It hasn't been a long time ago. It's just recently. I'll tell you what happened. Her husband, infidelity, and she snapped, and they got a divorce. Now, you know.
Huh. Okay. Well, I will, you know, whether it's her or whether it's someone else with that name that comes across my path, I certainly will look out for them. But I'm not throwing away the other two just yet.
They're friends. No, you and Sarah always be friends. That's okay. Yeah, they are moving to Luxembourg, but that's okay. You two always be friends. You have a foundation in your friendship. And the Latino
Latin
lady,
girl.
Like I said, she has a crush on you, but she really appreciates you taking the time to teach her. So, yeah, you know, maintain that. That's okay. You're a good person.
You never know.
You're a helper.
Yeah.
You're a helper and a healer. That's okay. Yeah.
I try to be.
Eric, check out the Joanne or Ann. You're going to be surprised. I'm going to tell you just right quick, and then I'm going to hang up. You'll be surprised. You couldn't believe that a woman like this could love you as much as she do. That's your future. When you find this Annie or Joanne, and I believe it's the woman you mentioned, she'll love you like you've never been loved before. It's almost like I tell women, you deserve this, a man, you deserve this. Well, for you, yes, you deserve this. And finally, it happens. But you're just in awe like, really? She loves me spiritually, mentally, and physically? Heck yeah.
Well, it's been very hard to find. I'm not saying that I haven't had a few girlfriends who were more giving, but I'd say it's been 50-50 where there's been a lot of,
Hello, this is Nina.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to go.
It's really great to hear you again, but you know what? Lannis has got to move on. Sorry,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Take care now. Thank you so much, Lannis.
Thank you for calling, Eric. Thank you, Nina. Okay, area code 949. You're on the line with Lannis. Who's this?
Hi. This is Selena from Southern California.
Belina?
Selena.
Oh, Selena, okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm calling in regards to a man that I had ties with and I hadn't seen in a long time, and I just recently seen, and the connection with him was still there. And we were emailing just recently back and forth, but I haven't heard from him in about a couple of days or so, and I was just wondering if everything was okay with him. Was he still thinking about me or interested in me?
Okay, and what's his first name, please?
His first name is Chris.
Okay, good enough. Stop there.
When I seen him and when he seen me, I felt like our hearts were still connected.
Did he just have a head injury recently?
Not that I'm aware of.
Huh. Okay. I'm coming up against a brick wall when I ask about him. The spirit told me he had a head injury, and then I'm at a brick wall. There's nothing there. So I don't understand. I'm not understanding. I'm asking for understanding, but all they're showing me is a head injury on the side of his head and a brick wall. That's it. I'm not seeing you, no relationship or anything.
Did he just recently have that? I haven't... I sent him, he asked me a question in regards to an email that I sent him earlier in the week, like on, I think, Sunday of last week.
Oh.
And then okay. I haven't heard from him since, and I was really surprised about that, and I even sent, you know, like another email, even with a photo of me.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm picking up, not what I'm picking up, but the angels just showed me. Because like I said, all I saw was a head. Now they're showing me that it's not an injury to his head. He had an aha moment, and that was it. Now that aha moment probably reflected about you, but that's as far as they're showing me, is that it was not a physical injury. It was an aha moment in his life, so he's backed away. Now, what that aha moment was concerning you, they're not showing me. They're just showing me that he backed away. Is that forever? How long? A few minutes? A week? A day? I don't know. Just telling me that he had an aha moment. So I guess his moment was like being hit upside the head, and it's like, oh, okay, I got it now. That's why I said I don't know if it's concerning you because I'm not seeing that. He just had an aha moment, and he backed up a little bit. And that's what I can tell you about Chris. Yeah. So, you know what, maybe be a little bit patient.
Did he feel a connection with me when he seen me? I don't understand. I mean, did he? Because I felt like it
okay.
was very strong.
Selena?
Yeah?
Selena, you need to contact me on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and I will gladly do hours reading for you. So contact me on there, okay, because I can only do one question. But I'm just asking to be a little patient. Okay, and thank you for calling, Selena. Area code 423, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
This is Renee.
Hi, Renee. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You sound like a teacher.
No, I'm not.
Like, you need to teach
no.
me something. That's
no.
what I felt right away. Like, she's a teacher. Okay, go ahead, Renee. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. There's this guy I was seeing last year, and we broke up sort of, but we never really broke up. We never could pull ourselves away from each other. And we've been seeing each other again real hot and heavy, I guess, since about March. And I'm just curious if he's my future husband, my soulmate. It just seems like we're getting close.
You guys are. What's his first name?
Chris.
Chris, too? Ooh, wee.
Yeah, I know. That was weird.
Thank you, Vanessa Day. Okay, well, your Chris, he's got me laughing. I really feel
oh, yeah.
good. Yeah,
he's
got
funny.
Me like, it's like I want to do high five, all right, I got this, don't worry about it. It's me and Renee, hello. Yeah, oh,
yeah.
No, this time around, things have been corrected. So it's beautiful, thank God. This time around,
yeah.
things have been corrected, and you two, oh, yeah, listen. If you want to marry this man, do it. And I don't say that
oh, I would
well.
In a heartbeat if he asked.
Marry this man. Yes, because you two, coming back together, you've cleared the slate, and now you guys have begun anew. So, yes, marry this man. I'm telling you, Renee, he's uptight out of sight. Just terrific. Terrific
guy.
You got
it. He really, really is.
About finances. I mean, he's there. He's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what I see, a Christmas wedding.
Okay. That's cool.
Yep, I see a Christmas wedding. What better gift than to give to each other? That's kind of neat. I like that.
Yeah.
But that's what they're showing
yeah.
for a Christmas wedding. Yeah. That's neat.
All right.
But
yes,
it's neat.
It is neat.
Well, maybe not different. I'm sure other people probably have gotten married on Christmas, but I'm seeing that you two are a gift to each other on Christmas Day, and you made that vow. To always
okay.
as a husband and wife.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Okay.
You'll be calling me
oh.
back.
Thank
calling
you.
Me back. So I'm going to tell you right now, because I know you're going to be married before the end of the year, congratulations, Renee, to you and Chris. And God bless you
oh,
both.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very
yeah.
much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Enjoy
uh-huh.
your week. Okay. Area code 337, you're on the line with Lennis.
Hi.
Who's this?
How are you? My name is Candace. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fantabulous, Candace. Just having a good day
oh,
and enjoying
I like
everybody.
That word, fantabulous. I thought I was the only one who said that.
Well, see, your word got around.
Yes, it did.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what can I do for you, Miss Candace?
Okay. Of course, I would love to know about my love life.
Okay.
My work.
Is there a guy, or you just want me to tell you what's coming up?
Well, I had a connection with a guy a while back. His name is Ephraim.
Okay. That's
and
okay.
I
That's
was,
it. You, go ahead.
I would like to see what do you pick up on him. Has he thought about me?
Okay. Ooh, you guys had one hell of a sexual relationship, didn't you? Didn't you, Candace?
Yes. Yes.
I know, because I'm feeling it between my legs right now, like, oh, yeah, they were good lovers.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me be serious. I mean, it's funny, but it's all good.
Yeah.
I see. Is there a culture difference between the two of you? Something cultural?
Well, he's half Puerto Rican and black. And
okay.
I mean,
I thought so.
But the thing is, of course, I'm from Louisiana, and I'm mixed with different cultures, so it's, you know.
It's Latino,
I mean,
and black and African American. That's okay. That's fine. You know the guy likes you. You know that. He really does like
yeah.
you. He's not in love with you yet, but he likes you a lot. I mean a lot. It could be even be the precipice for love. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I don't see a problem between you two, other than it just being culture. Just he understands the African American way, and you understand the Latino way. Other than that, I don't really see a problem. You two click.
Well,
I'm gonna say communication.
Yeah, that's the thing with him. It's like it was a thing that it started off. It was a brief thing. It was kind of like wrong timing. It was a little bit over, almost 2 years ago. We haven't talked in a long time. And so, you know, he's always been on my mind. And, you know, it's just I've always thought about him. I've always had dreams about him. Just didn't know if we had that connection. Just didn't know if we did or not. But it's always something that I've always wondered about.
Okay, well, Efren is not married. At least he's not with any woman right now. I'm not seeing him married, and I'm not seeing anybody special in his life. But he does think about you. He likes you. You know what? I'm just going to say this. Communicate with this man. Once you get over the hump of communication, everything else will be a bonus. And when you communicate to truly understand one another. So because you haven't seen him in a while, put the word out. Put the word out on the street you'd like to reconnect. You know how the kids say word on the street? Well, you know, if you see some friends that you and him both know. And so, you know, I was wondering, you know, have you seen Efren lately or whatever? I just, you know, want to touch base, see how he's doing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then when you get, you know, you see him, however that you meet, go on a date or a park or whatever, communicate. And both of you communicate to understand one another. And after that, things will change between the two of you. Believe me, they will.
Yeah. Because it's been a bumpy ride between me and him in a way. It's like we kind of fell off, you know. He's a little younger than I am, and so it's like, you know, and I've been through the divorce thing, and, you know.
Okay, well,
so
like I said,
it's
just cultural. That's what I picked up,
that
it was just cultural. So get the word out that you'd like to see him again, and when you do, please communicate. The communication will bring you two back together. It will. Because I don't see anything bad between the two of you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Candace. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
And Efren's coming. He's coming, babe. Okay. Area code 609. You're on the line with Lennis, and you're listening to the Essence of, Psychic
Hello,
Lennis.
How you doing?
On the Essence of Success Radio Network. Okay.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
Hello, Lennis. How you doing?
Fine. Who's this?
This is Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. That's
how you doing?
Okay.
I haven't talked to you in a while. Do you remember me?
Child, no.
I know it. I
You'll
know
have
it.
To
the
come
last time
to
I
had
talked to you is the day when my daughter had passed away.
Oh,
she was actually
Tabitha.
Crying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and we
how
just
are you
and
doing,
I just
honey?
Lost I just lost my nephew. He was young too, 29. But I'm not calling about them. I'm calling about, I want to know about my love life. When am I going to get in a serious relationship?
Who's James?
I don't know.
How did James come to? Okay, James came right up. the angel, as you were talking, the angel said, James, James. So I'm giving it to you like they gave it to me. Who is James?
There was
James
one guy
can also be.
Well, his name was James, but I know he's not worth it.
Okay,
this James
validation.
Anyway is not worth it.
Thank you, Tabitha. Thank you, validation. That's why I asked. Okay, well, there's a residual there because I picked up on it. Okay, let me just ask who's coming up. That'd be the best thing. Or, you know, who is this some guy that's a hero to you? Who is that? They're saying this guy is like a hero. You look at him in that manner. And there's also somebody that's a good dancer. You know him too. Two guys. One that's a hero is like he was your saving grace. I'm not saying he saved your life in that perspective. He's your hero in whatever that transpired or difficulty that you were going through. He helped support you or help you get you through it. You know, almost like a deacon in a church. Something like that, okay? But he's a hero to you, so that's one. You know who this gentleman is. The second guy I see, he's a real good dancer, and he likes to go out and party. Not so much like, every weekend. He likes to dance. So he likes to go out on the weekend and dance. This guy's in his early 50s. The guy that's a hero to you, he is an older gentleman, too. You know who he is, but he likes you. I'm going to be like Sally Field. He really, really likes you. He likes you. So, yeah, Tabitha, check on those two men. All I got was James at first and then those two, the hero and the dancer.
Okay.
So check,
okay.
Yeah, check on those two. But the hero one, he is financially set. He is good mentally, spiritually, and physically.
Is he married?
Really good.
I hope he's not married.
No. In fact, he's
Thank
a loner.
Thank God.
Bless his heart.
Good.
He's a loner. Yeah.
That's good.
No.
Okay.
The one that dances, not married, but he might be in a relationship, so kind of check him out, too, for sure, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the first
All
one,
right. Thank you, Lynette.
He's a loner. You're welcome, Tabitha, and thank you for calling, and God bless you, honey. Have a wonderful week, okay?
You too. Keep it magical.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to the Psychic Readings Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Ms. Nina is your moderator. Okay, area code 630. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's me. I got cut off. I'm sorry earlier. It was about Woody and myself. That was my question. I feel like he is a good man, and he's my soulmate, but my friends, they don't like him.
Okay, so when you got cut off, you probably didn't hear me. Now, I told you that Woody is in your past was your brother. There's two women that are jealous of you, and listen to me because I'm going to go fast. Two women are jealous and envy of you, okay? The third woman that I saw, she's kind of pudgy. She's not obese, but she's a little pudgy. She is a true friend. This woman also in your past life was your sister. So when her, Woody, and you get together, the three of you click. There's a tall, skinny woman that you want to handle with a long-handled spoon. You know, be nice, but be at a distance. Woody tries to tell you about your friend sometime. Don't take it to heart and think that he's trying to separate you. He sees something about that particular person that you don't see. Okay, he's going to be protective. Like I said, he was your brother in a past life. This time he's here to enjoy you as a relationship. I don't see marriage, but as a relationship, you two will always be close. In fact, he will help guide you also in some areas. like if you have questions or whatever. But you two will always be close. I don't ever see you separating. I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing a marriage either, but I just see that you'll be real close. But then let me tell you, look at Edmund and Oprah. They've been together for years. They never did fill out a piece of paper, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That you can still
yes.
be with him. It just means that you may not be married, but you'll be together for years. But please remember what I told you about those women. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's important. Because if you don't, they will drive a wedge between you and Woody. And that's not fair to him, and it's definitely not fair to you, Leanne.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you
okay.
very much. Yes.
You're welcome. Okay, just remember, everybody ain't your friend, and learn to expect the unexpected. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give Woody a big kiss and a hug for me. You'll be fine. All right. Have a good day and a wonderful week. Thank you for calling back. I appreciate it. Okay, area code 516, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Sandra. Thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome, Miss Sandra. What can I do for you, young lady?
Well, I'm hoping you can give me a little insight on a man that I just met a few weeks ago. His name is Lou. And
okay.
It seems to be moving nicely, but I'm just not, you know, positive if this is long-term
Lou
or
likes
not.
He scares you, don't he?
He does
he
scare me a little bit. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I'm laughing. It's funny. It's almost like you could be in the kitchen doing something, and he'll slowly come up and poof. You know, you're like, Jesus Christ, don't do that. But it's all a good humor. Trust me,
yeah.
It's all good.
Hello, Lennis.
Hi.
Just wanted to tell you that this is your second ninth caller.
Oh, my
Yay!
Goodness.
Yay!
Yay! Right. I don't know what that means, but I'm excited.
Hey.
All Yay! Right.
That means you get
caller.
1 hour.
Yay!
You
all
get
right.
one
thing.
Hour of a free reading with Lennis. So
oh
after
God.
Lennis has finished answering your question, I will come back on the line and talk to you and get your information. Okay?
Thanks. God bless. I'm so grateful.
All right. Oh, hang on then.
Congratulations, Sandra.
Thank you, Lennis. I'm
worked.
So grateful.
That's right, girl. It's a $60 value you're getting.
That's very nice. Very nice. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you talk because I do want to give you a reading because you and Lou are great. I'm telling
you,
I'm seeing just sparkles. I'm seeing sparkles all around this man's head. So I know it's good.
I think he might have someone around him,
laughing.
Though. You know, I think he might have someone around him or a situation that he might be ending. So I'm a little hesitant to kind of put my heart out there to him.
Do you know he took his foot and said, get away, kicking? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's taking this pass is like, he's kicking away like, no more, no more, no more. Get away.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to find out more soon. So go to another caller.
Okay, well, stay on the
Thank
line.
Thank you so much.
Nina, I'll be right. You're most welcome, love. Miss Nina will be right with ya. Thank you. Okay, area code 727, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this? Oh, I guess they're gone. Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Area code 817, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
This is Crystal. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Crystal. So glad.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to ask about, do you see employment coming soon, and does it require me to relocate to another city and state?
Okay. Well, I know one thing. You want to be where the sun is shining. Something about
yes,
where you live in the sun, it makes you feel good. It's good for your spirit.
Yes.
Well, you don't mind relocating. Wow. Who are you? Hewlett Packard? McDonnell Douglas? What am I? Now I'm getting a medical field. Are you a nurse?
I'm not, but I have, my children are trying to go into nursing after high school.
Oh, okay.
So I'm involved with that, helping them.
Okay, because I see medical around you, and I'm like, well, shoot, you can go anywhere and work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I wish I would have gone into that.
Are you working for a company right now? Because Hewlett Packard and McDonnell Douglas came, bam, right up in my face.
No, actually, I've always worked for, like, the government.
Okay. They do contracts with the government.
Yeah, but, I know. You're right.
Okay. Let's see. I don't see you relocating. I don't.
Okay.
It's like you're, it's almost, Chris, I'll just put it like this. The angel said you're where you're supposed to be right now.
Okay.
Right now. In fact, you will move, write this down, 6 years from now. And when you move in 6 years, that is where you will be for the rest of your days.
Okay.
But it's not for 6 years. So right now the angels are saying you're at the right place right now. So that's fine.
Okay.
Whatever you're doing with your family to help them and help yourself, beautiful. You're on point. But in six years, we'll move, and it'll be new for the kids. They'll be grown, but I'm saying for you, it'll be a new place to call home because that's where you'll be.
Okay.
And you're going to be happy with that move. You are going to be happy. Okay, so you're doing good, Crystal.
Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful, wonderful week, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're coming to the close. I'm so sorry. The clock on the wall says I got 2 minutes, and that's not enough time to really do a reading, to be fair. So I'm going to say 817-303-727 and 626. Please call in earlier next week so I can help you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that I missed today, and I do apologize because if I start, like I said, it's running out of time. You'll get cut off. If you desire a more in-depth reading, go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, you'll see a psychic reading or intuitive. I think it says intuitive reading. Click on that and come down, and I give you options, whether you want 30 minutes or an hour, whatever, you have options. And click on that, and I'll be more than glad to help you. And I thank you, everyone, that called in today. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful week. Always love yourself. Oh, my God, love yourself. And be good to yourself, always. Because when you're good to yourself, then I'm good to me, too. And I thank Ms. Nina, our manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, that chat room like nobody's business. So I hope that you all really appreciate her, too, because I sure do. So as I go off the air, this is my new motto line. A smile is a window to your soul, and laughter is the door. Good night, Miss Nina. Oops.
Good night, Miss Lennis. Have a great week, everyone.
Yes, ma'am. Remember now, a smile is a window to your soul, and laughter is the door.